Chapter 1, Devotional 19. Do you worship God or money? Your calendar and checkbook. For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. From 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. What or who do you love or worship? In the West, especially in the U.S., we seem to be so confused about what's really important in life. We often position our choices as polar opposites, God or money, money or God. Satan has defeated many Christians with a simple yet effective lie, money is the root of all evil. God's word never said that. In this verse, Paul declares that the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. The key word is love. I will ask again, what or who do you love? As an executive coach and ministry leader, I've discovered that I do not have to know you well to answer that question. All I have to do is look at your calendar and checkbook. Where you spend your time and money provides the answer as to what and whom you love. Do you find yourself, 1, spending hours playing golf with friends but refuse to go to men's Bible study? 2, retreating to your haven, your boat, beach house, or hunting lease as an escape from family demands and worldly pressure, but seldom go to church for restoration? 3, buying season tickets, watching your local team on Sundays, spending freely on memorabilia, but can't quite seem to tithe? 4, going on 7 to 10 day expensive vacations, but hiding behind the excuse of work when your pastor announces the annual mission trip or community outreach? Child of God, I encourage you to decide to love God and place Him, His Word, and His way before career, wealth, hobbies, and friends. Show God how much you love Him with your time and money. Don't edge God out. Instead, include Him in all you do. Let Him lead and guide you. Ask Him to join you in your meetings. Pray first and turn decisions over to Him. Ask the Holy Spirit to tell you which applicant to hire. Ask God to be the chairman of your board and give Him the deciding vote in how you use your calendar and your checkbook. Lord, thank you for loving us and calling us into relationship with you. Jesus, teach me to love you above all things and give me the desire to honor you first with my time and my money. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.